Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek installment of Bullet Points. Now, before we get started, if you enjoy this podcast, whether it's the longer interviews or these snappier Bullet Points episodes, then please may I ask you to take a moment to leave a five-star review, share the link with a friend or friends, or shout about it on whichever social media platform you enjoy the most. Thank you. Now, for this week's episode, it's a bitty one because it's a little bit of news and also a request, something I would like you to help me.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
With. So news wise, I have to talk about the episode with Johan Hari talking about Ozempic and the drugs like it, like Wegovy, Mounjaro, these GLP-1 agonist drugs. They are everywhere at the moment and they are getting a lot of attention, but no one's really diving into the nitty gritty. So I was woke up this week, the first Monday in May, Met Gala, Tuesday morning. I'm in bed looking at my phone. Yes, yes, I know I shouldn't, but there we go. And I just chuckled because I thought, is this the Met Gala or is this the Ozempic annual general meeting? Because everybody looked incredibly lean. And hey, more power to you. If that's what you want to do, that's great. And also, we've got into this weird space whereby anytime somebody makes a change to their body, when their body gets smaller or leaner, we're just going, oh, it's Ozempic. I have to say, I've had that leveled at me before, and it's irritating because of the amount of hard work that has gone into me changing my body over the years. And so I do sort of harumph. And so when I instantly look at a red carpet and think the same, I think, Emma, come on, what if this person just hit the gym really hard in preparation for the Met Gala, which is what celebrities used to do for years and years and years. I remember very famously, well, not very famously, I remember somebody very famous telling me that this was years and years and years ago. So this was the Oscars red carpet. The preparation that they had done for the Oscars red carpet involved basically barely eating and going to the gym to fit into this beautiful couture gown. And then on the day of the Oscars, not eating anything. And then in the car on the way there, drinking half a glass of white wine to dehydrate, to get that kind of feeling and look to her body. And that's what people used to do. And that to me is far more dangerous than a drug like Ozempic. Or is it? And so this brings me neatly back to Johan Hari and the conversation we had, because not only is he taking Ozempic, if you listen to the episode, he has also gone around the world speaking to all of the experts, even the engineers involved in creating the drug in the first place. And he has done a deep dive into not only how it came to be, the landscape in which it has found itself. So by that, I mean the fact that there is now such high demand for this drug in an age where we have more food at our fingertips and more crap food at our fingertips. And also the 12 known risks that come from taking Ozempic and drugs like it. And it was very, very, very interesting. And I said on Instagram something about, you know, these are drugs that are available to everybody. And somebody said, no, only the rich and famous. And that might be true now. But the truth is, these drugs are going to proliferate. They are going to become widely available. We talk about in the podcast how people are already making the decision for children to take these drugs because they are so effective. But these are a lifetime drug. It is very difficult to, well, I say that as a sweeping statement, but it is a drug that only works while you use it, like many drugs. And so if you have an emotional eating issue, which is something Johan and I talk about at length on the podcast, because we both come from that position, If you have an emotional eating issue, you take a drug like Ozempic, and that kills your that sort of unhealthy slash uncontrollable desire to eat all the time, and then you come off it, that desire comes back. So if you are going to medicate a child with it, it is supposedly for a very, very long time. Perhaps you're making a decision for a child, and this is something that's happening live right now. Perhaps you're making a decision for a child that will mean that they could be on that drug for 60, 70, 80 plus years. So it's very, very interesting. So obviously there has been a huge amount of incredible feedback. Thank you to everybody who got in touch about that conversation and about that episode. But I think we can agree that these sorts of drugs, they're not just, yes, while it might be something that the rich and famous have had access to in the early doors, if this does reach critical mass, which it is already doing, because a friend of mine bought it online recently, and all they had to do was answer a questionnaire, and they may have fibbed about their waist measurement. So I know that this is happening. It is going to become a more widespread thing. And if we're only focused on the benefit, in inverted commas, of weight loss, and we're not thinking about the possible side effects, then that is a problem. And so that conversation talks about the very real side effects, and also the different angles of how it came to be, the impact it can have on society. I think one of the professors involved in the creation of Ozempic actually said this will potentially be as impactful on society and culture as the iPhone. When you put it like that, you think, you know what, maybe I do want to know as much about this as possible. Because if I had been able to, when the iPhone was created, if I had been able to gaze into the future and look at social media, TikTok, filters, the way that children are being impacted by not being so disconnected from their own faces because they're so used to communicating through a screen where their face is filtered, then I would have wanted to know that, because it probably would have impacted my decision to use that device. And again, come back to it time and time again, but the people who make these devices don't let their children use them. Is that because they knew and know more than we do? Well, more than likely. So that is why I think this conversation with Johan is so important. It's also why, and you probably notice this if you're a regular listener, I changed up the schedule of the podcast, because I normally post on a Monday, the big interview show, but Stephen Bartlett got the exclusive on Johan, and I was like, well, as soon as that embargo lifts, this is going live. So that's why I changed the schedule a little bit, because I wanted that to go live as soon as possible. Stephen Bartlett has a great podcast, obviously, but I think if you want to listen to somebody talk about Ozempic and you have skin in the game, or loose skin in the game, as Johan and I do, then I would hope that you would find the conversation that we had from our perspectives slightly more useful and helpful than something that was a little bit more removed from somebody who perhaps wouldn't even have thought or would think to use something like Ozempic. I cannot in good conscience say that had I not made the strides I made with my own eating issues and my own physical transformation, if I had still been where I was in 2019, in the first part of 2019, and somebody had said that there's this new drug, and by the way, one of your doctor friends can prescribe it, I think I would have been knocking on that door. I think I would have been. So I think, yeah, that's why I think it's a very, very interesting topic. So that's that part of it. So if you haven't caught that episode, please do go and listen to it. If you caught it and you liked it, please share it with a friend. It's really important to, in this very tricky podcast landscape now, where it's so oversaturated, for episodes to get as much attention and as many ears as possible. And so if you liked it and you think someone else that you know might like it, please do WhatsApp them or email them or text them the link, and that would be amazing. The other thing is that if you follow me on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns, you may have noticed that I have started filming beauty videos again. Now, I know someone said to me the other day, the problem is, Emma, I don't really know what you do. Sometimes you do an in-depth interview with somebody from the FBI about negotiation, and other times you give me the best blusher tip of my life, which, and I don't think the two go together. And I suppose that is a bit of a problem. I have never niched down into either being a serious interviewer or a beauty journalist or a fitness content creator or any of those things. I've always just done them all, but I think it pays sometimes to really niche down and really lean into something. And I do love beauty, I always have, and I decided to turn on the camera the other day. During lockdown, I filmed loads of stuff for Instagram, and as the world went back, it was one of the first things that fell by the wayside. And I have to say, I have really, 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 really enjoyed getting back in front of the camera and talking about the products that I received, talking about the tips that I've learned from industry experts. So if you aren't following me on Instagram, I'm at Emma Guns. And if you are and you see one of my videos, please like it. Please comment on it. Please let me know if you found my tip useful. Please let me know what you think of the product I'm reviewing, because I would really love to hear that too. And then the final thing I wanted to talk about, because I want to keep bullet points brief and I wanged on for ages about Johan's episode about Ozempic. The final thing I wanted to ask you is, I was doing an Ask Me Anything episode every month. You might remember from sort of the end of last year until about, I don't know, February. I was doing an Ask Me Anything episode every month and it was really great. But I just, as you know, if you're a regular listener, things have been a bit fraught here and I've fallen out of any kind of schedule or routine and I'm really trying to get myself back into it. And one of the things I want to do is to add that monthly Ask Me Anything episode, because your questions are always so brilliant and it makes me feel really connected to you as listeners. And I hope it makes you feel connected to me as a podcaster. And you often ask me questions that I wouldn't necessarily drill down into if you hadn't asked. So if you have a question that you would like me to answer on the podcast, please do send it to me. Email me at office@emmaguns.com and put AMA question in the subject line, or just write to me and doesn't matter what you put in the subject line. To be honest, I read all my emails, provided they don't hit the junk folder, which lots have been doing recently. But just email me office@emmaguns.com and I would love to hear from you and I would love to answer your question on the show and sort of do a bit of a deep dive. Whether it's something about a question about Ozempic, whether it's a question about a guest you'd like to hear from, whether it's something about beauty, whether it's something about fitness or training or weight or diet or any of those things. You can ask me anything and I will go away, do the research and come back to you with what I think is the best quality answer that I can bring you. And that is my word. That is my bond. That is my promise to you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Bullet Points. It's really nice to be in touch with you again. I know I sort of been off the radar a little bit, but hopefully things are getting back to something resembling normal now. So I will speak to you again very, very soon. But that's everything. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoy this podcast, please do remember, please do share it far and wide. And please consider leaving a 5-star review on whichever podcast platform that you enjoy this. Apple Podcasts hasn't been a review for a few months. So, you know, be the first to go and put a 5-star review and say, hey, she's doing a good job. I'd love to see that. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.